Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. We do not have specific problems with Section 4. On the contrary, we support and appreciate your efforts. We deem this section to be very important, as it brings back the focus of the declaration on the victims. As we said yesterday, the tragic reality of victims and what can be done to strengthen their protection should be the guiding principle and added value of this declaration. In this regard, we have three slight specific suggestions that we would like to share. First, in paragraph 4.2, besides acknowledging the impact on civilians, we deem it very important to also make a specific reference to the impact of armed conflict on critical civilian infrastructure, schools, hospitals, as well as places of worship. It is important, in our view, to broaden the scope of this paragraph to also address the critical infrastructure on which civilians depend on for their integral human development. Second, the Holy See extremely values and supports the participation of civil society, and we are glad to see that several of them are actively engaged in this process. Among them, we would also like to see a specific reference in the text to faith-based organizations, which often are among the ones which operate in conflict areas. Third, the proposal made in paragraph 4.4, I think it was by France this morning, to add a reference to taking into account the needs of affected populations, seems, in our view, to better capture the needs-based approach that, in our view, should guide the response and the purpose of data collection. Data collection has to serve a specific purpose, in our view, is to respond to the needs of victims. Moreover, as suggested by several other delegations, including lastly by Chile and Mexico, a more specific outline of what assistance and support entails could be beneficial. We will be submitting specific language in writing as well. Lastly, on paragraph 4.6, we've heard the concerns of some delegation on the follow-up process, and some of them appear to be reasonable to us. We believe that such process is, however, important, and perhaps a reformulation of the proposed terms of reference and a better clarity on the purpose could better capture the importance of reviewing the status of implementation of the declaration. Also keeping in mind that situations change and evolve over time. Thank you, Mr. Chair.